Kira? Kira Shandy, can you hear me?
Another unintelligible cry. Her lips were mashed and swollen, bitten through by broken teeth. Her eyes were open, aware and watching him. Blood had flowed copiously from a ragged cut in her scalp, flooding her face and down her shoulders. Bone showed through a gap where her hair had been torn from the roots. Her hands below the tightly bound ropes were purple, swollen blobs. Both legs, he noted, had been beaten and broken in numerous places, as though they'd strung her up in the tree and used her as a living pinata.
Hold on, Kira. I'll cut you down.
Duh.
She breathed, the rope spinning with another spasm. Nate took a few breaths, forcing his racing heart to slow while he figured out how to lower her without doing more harm. His only choice seemed to be to climb the tree, which he did. The limb, when he crawled out on it to cut the rope, creaked dangerously under his and Kira's combined weight. He dropped the girl as gently as possible to the ground, the slack in the rope sliding through his hands, raising blisters. Her wail became a scream, then shut off. Nate jumped down beside her. Her eyes had closed now, and he could hear the labored sound of her breathing, fighting the rope's constriction of her lungs. Within moments, he sliced through the hemp, freeing her.
Dak,
she whispered. She didn't ask about House. Knew what had befallen him, probably. Couldn't help it if her eyes were open. Nate had seen the boy's body from the branch where she hung, the details all too clear.
Haven't seen Dak,
Nate told her. For one of the few times in his life, he felt helpless. They needed a whole healer team for Kira right now, and there was none to be had. He didn't even have any water with him to ease her throat.
Dak,
Kira forced words past her broken teeth.
Rocks.
Nate glanced around. The rocks she must be referring to were stones gathered on site and used, way back when, to make the foundation of a barn. Long since destroyed by weather or fire, the mortar holding them together had moldered. Fallen rocks now formed a 2-foot-tall mound.
I'll look,
he told Kira, wondering how she remained conscious and wishing for her sake she wouldn't. A body lay a couple dozen yards beyond the rock. It wasn't Dak. Rolling the man over, Nate saw another Sakler, this one with his guts spilling into the dirt beneath him. Studying the splatter of blood, disturbed soil, broken sticks and whatnot, he narrowed his eyes and followed the pointers until thick underbrush stopped him. Shrugging, he returned to the rocks and stared down at them.
Dak,
he said.
You here?
Silence. Cold wind blew down his neck, making Nate shiver. Then a pile of dry, fallen leaves rustled and a hand poked through.